Today, we're going to talk about the dark side of ashwagandha. First, let's talk about the light side of ashwagandha. It's a powerful herb. I take it periodically, which I'm going to talk about. I don't take it all the time. But ashwagandha has been around for a very long time, and it has everything to do with stress. It helps to reduce stress. It helps to reduce anxiety, especially if you have nervousness. It can actually lower cortisol. It can increase VO2 max. This is why a lot of athletes take it. It can increase testosterone. And because it lowers cortisol, it can help you sleep, especially if you're getting up right around 2 o'clock or 2:30 in the middle of the night. And it's good for recovery. It's good to help lower your blood sugar and help with insulin resistance. So it's going to help you lose weight. You don't want to take ashwagandha if you have a hyperthyroid condition, like Graves' disease, for example. Why? Because ashwagandha speeds up the thyroid. And so if you already have a hyper-fast thyroid, we don't want to speed it up more. Also, because it lowers blood pressure, if you have low blood pressure, you probably don't want to take it because it's going to push your blood pressure lower. And also, if you have low cortisol, you probably don't want to push cortisol even lower than it is right now. And of course, if you're pregnant or breastfeeding, I wouldn't recommend taking it. If you're sensitive to the nightshades, I wouldn't recommend taking it. If you have a genetic problem where you'd have too much iron, then I probably wouldn't take it too. Let's kind of roll into kind of the big thing that people are talking about online. When you take too much of it for too long, you can end up in a situation with the feeling that your emotions are flat. Okay, you just kind of feel kind of a little bit numb. Might say it's too much serotonin, but we don't really know. But I have a theory on it. The phytochemicals in ashwagandha are basically defense molecules. And so the plant has generated and created those molecules to help defend against other insects, things like that. So it's really a pesticide. So you're probably wondering, like, then why are we consuming it? Because a small dose of this molecule apparently creates some really positive effects on our body, like exercises of stress. Why would you want to damage or create microinflammation in your muscles, right, when you exercise? Well, because the body then adapts and becomes stronger. Probably the same thing's happening with ashwagandha. It creates a little bit of stress. It causes our body to adapt and become stronger, thus the term adaptogen. Most of the people that you hear this from are people who have taken it for a bit too long and higher doses. When you start getting into doses like 1,000 milligrams a day, 2,000, 3,500 milligrams a day, that's when you might start having some issues. And this is why I recommend keeping it at around 600 milligrams per day and breaking it up into 300 milligram doses. Take that for a bit. And then now let's talk about the duration. I wouldn't recommend taking it for more than 2 months at a time and then start back up. So that way the body doesn't get used to it and you don't create this chronic stimulation of certain receptors that could be a problem. And then you can back off of it for a while and then cycle back on it. But the overall benefits from ashwagandha are so huge, I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater.